4 years ago, false claims of election fraud brought Trump supporters to mob a vote counting center in Detroit. Detroit election officials want to avoid a repeat this year. Here's Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET.
At a recent rally for the Harris campaign in Detroit at what is now known as Huntington Place, former President Barack Obama told the crowd to vote early, in part because of what happened inside that building 4 years ago.
The day after the 2020 election, thousands of mail ballots were being counted right here in this convention center. And protesters came down, banged on the windows, shouting, "Let us in, stop the count." Poll workers inside being intimidated.
The workers were wading through more than 170,000 absentee ballots, about two-thirds of all the votes cast in Detroit. But rumors of election fraud spread on social media. Hundreds of people converged on the center. Detroit Elections Department COO Daniel Baxter says the situation escalated when the hall reached full capacity and some challengers were ordered to leave.
I heard banging on the windows. I heard chanting, "Stop the count, stop the count." It was a hairy moment.
The near riot made officials harden their resolve to protect poll workers, says Detroit City Clerk Janice Winfrey.
We got through 2020 when all of that happened, the threats and the hurling insults at election workers, and it wasn't expected. So now we know that that may happen, and we are ready if it should happen.
That includes new security procedures designed to block any Election Day chaos at Huntington Place. A truck unloads equipment into the enclosed, cavernous Hall A at the opposite end of the center from where votes were tallied in 2020. Baxter says there won't be any banging on windows at Hall A.
There's no windows. And if you do not have credentials, you cannot be inside in any area. Those folk who decide to be present for protest or whatever, the Detroit Police Department has designated an area where they can be.
Baxter says the new counting area is smaller and more secure because Michigan now allows Detroit to tabulate absentee ballots more than a week ahead of Election Day.
As you can see, we only have 50 tables for processing. In 2020, we had 134 tables. That made for more people, more challengers, more poll workers.
Magnetometers guard each doorway, and once the hall is full, no one else will be allowed entry. The need to harden infrastructure, as well as resolve, became glaringly apparent in 2022 after an incident at a different building where a GOP challenger confronted a deputy clerk in the alley behind the elections department. Again, City Clerk Janice Winfrey.
All of our windows on the first floor of our building has been replaced with bulletproof glass. We have uniformed and plainclothes officers, and the alleyway is now blocked off.
Winfrey and Baxter estimate with early voting this year, counting will go more quickly than in 2020. That means poll workers will be able to leave much earlier, shielded, they hope, from any disruption by angry poll challengers. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.